Today's reading is from Ephesians 1:17 through 19. So you can please turn to Ephesians 1:17 through 19 in your Bible, or turn to page 947 in the Bibles provided for you. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. You may be seated, and the children may go to children's church.
There are generally 10 lessons, maybe 9, maybe 11, but generally some major lessons in life that we as people tend to learn just maybe a little too late. You know, and you always say, if I could go back and do it over again, I wish I knew these things. Number one might be just remember we live in an imperfect world, and we too are imperfect. Your neighbors, your friends at church, your co-workers are incredibly imperfect, just like you and I. If you can get that through your head, life will be a lot easier. Remember to live in the present moment. What's getting you upset today? Will it matter in 5 years? Will it matter in 5 days? There are things to be mad about and angry about. But major on the majors and minor on the minors. Enjoy the day we have. Make the most of it. And understand the moments we have today are a gift from God. Knowing when to let go. I gave a sermon on don't quit. And that's very important. But sometimes we just need to let go and move on. And knowing that difference can be very difficult. As we become more seasoned in life and age, hopefully we'll learn that gifting and know when to let go. Be willing to embrace change. Change is inevitable. Now, routine is good. Traditions are good. But there's one constant in life, and you just have to accept that. Although we like routines, things will always change, and fighting it is often not worth it. Understand who you are and what you believe, what your core values are. As a Christian, what do you believe is important? Do you just go along with the flow? Will you do what society says, or will you be like, I believe this, and I will stand for this? This is important. I think back to Martin Luther at the Reformation in the 1500s. He had a very strong belief, and he was threatened with death. But he said, or we believe he said, and whether he said these words or not, his actions spoke them. Here I stand. And he stood for his core values. Practice gratitude. You talk to any counselor, any psychologist, any pastor. People who have a sense of gratitude, thankful for the things they have, generally live a life more at peace, filled with more joy. Yes, there are things that happen we are not thankful for, but oftentimes we will stress over the 10% instead of being thankful for the 90% that is such a blessing. Mindful living. Life is fast. TV is a constant. Get out in a park. Bike. Walk. Determine to live a simpler life. Yes, we plan for the future, but enjoy today. And as the old quote goes, never forget to stop and smell the roses. Never underestimate the value of failure. The best way to say it is failing forward. If you're too scared to do things because of failure, you will inhibit some of the greatest growth in your life. Some of the greatest gifts we have in this life is because people were willing to fail. Thomas Edison didn't invent the light bulb per se, but he invented the idea of argon gas that wouldn't burn out the filament. And he tried how many tens or hundreds of different gases for the light bulb before it worked. He wasn't scared to fail. Be careful how you define happiness, joy, and success in your life. Don't compare yourself to others. Don't think you have to have it all to be successful or happy. What is success? And I would say, don't base it on career and money. Be very careful how we define success in our life and what we're looking for in joy and happiness. Happiness for the sake of happiness will probably prove more of a burden than it's worth. But understand that we can have joy and success in the things God has given us can release us. And finally, take care of yourself and take care of others. Being in ministry, being in the church, seeing volunteers, working with other volunteer organizations, I often see people getting burned out. Because let's face it, our world is in deep need of Christ, and people will suck you dry. And after they're done with you, they'll find the next person. You can get a jaded spirit trying to help others because it just can be so difficult. Take care of yourself. Set boundaries. We should always be taking care of others. It's that sense of gratitude, what we have to bless others. Because as we bless others, we ourselves are so blessed. But in doing so, set boundaries and be careful. 10 great life lessons from life coaches and psychologists. And no matter where you are in life, it's never too late to learn these things. Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. Lord, let us be a people that seeks after you. Let us be a people that learns from our mistakes, that we understand it's never too late to learn, that you are a God of grace and mercy, waiting for us to come to you and the plans you have for us. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.